Holtgren would be the first Democrat to face a recall this year. Lincoln County Republican Chairman Bob Rajic says he believes more than 20,000 signatures have been collected.
We do have enough signatures. They will be filed at the end of the week.
Rajic says he's confident Holtgren will be defeated because of the senator's decision to leave the state in the dispute over Governor Walker's budget repair bill.
The reaction that we've had has been pretty positive about removing him from office, basically because they left the state. We even had Democrats that signed a petition that they were mad because he did not stay in the state and fight.
Holtgren says beating the recall won't be easy in his Republican-leaning district.
I've never been confident that I'd win an election in my life, and so I don't think it's going to start now.
Even so, Holtgren says he has no regrets about the decision he made that led to the recall drive.
People would have been outraged had that bill passed in 3 days, and then they learned subsequently what it contained. Our leaving the state enabled full consideration of the bill, and that's not something I regret.
And if there are any doubts that it's election season in the 12th Senate District, all you need to do is turn on the television.
And I'll fight hard for working people.
Jim Holtgren, putting the Northwoods first.
A coward is someone who runs from their duty.
Like the Wisconsin 14.
Recall petitions have already been filed against three Republican senators, and organizers say they now have enough signatures gathered for a fourth, Sheila Harsdorf. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.